在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Lesson 30 1. Reading Comprehension. A person of great determination. 1.
Many years ago, I walked into a bookstore in Cincinnati in search of some books that I wanted. While I was there, a young boy of about 12 came in to ask whether they had any geography books for sale.Plenty of them, was the shop assistant's reply. How much do they cost?
$1 each, young man.
Oh dear, I didn't know they cost so much. He turned to go out and had already opened the door, but then he paused and came back to the counter. I've only got 62 cents, he said. Will you let me have the book and wait a little while for the rest of the money? How eagerly he looked up at the sales assistant for an answer.And how disappointed he looked when the man refused his request. Looking up at me with a weak smile, the boy left the store. I followed him. And what now? I asked.
I shall try another place, sir.
Do you mind if I come along, too, and see how you get on?
If you like, he said in a surprise.
We went to 4 different stores together, and 4 times I saw the boy's eager face turn to disappointment.
Are you going to try again? I asked.
Yes, sir. Unless I visit every bookstore in town, I shall not know whether I can get what I want. We entered the 5th store, and the boy walked straight up to the counter and told the bookseller just what he wanted and how much money he had.
Do you want the book very much? Asked the bookseller.
Yes, sir, very much.
Why do you want it so badly?
To study, sir. I can't go to school. But when I have time, I study at home. All the other boys have geography books, and they will be ahead of me if I don't get one. Besides, my father was a sailor, and I want to know about all the places he used to go to.
Does he still go to these places?
He's dead, replied the boy softly. A moment later, he added, I'm going to be a sailor too.
Are you, young man?said the bookseller with a curious look.
Yes indeed, sir, if I possibly can.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you have the new geography book, and you may pay me the rest of the money when you can, or I can let you have a second-hand book for 50 cents.
Are you sure that there are no pages missing, and this is just like the others, only second-hand?
Yes, it's as good as the new ones.
Well, in that case...It will do just as well, and then I shall have 12 cents left to buy some other book. I'm glad they didn't let me have one at any of the other places. At the boy's last remark, the bookseller looked at him curiously. I told him what I had seen and heard at the 5 other places. To the boy's delight, the bookseller gave him a nice new pencil and some writing paper.
A present, young man, for your great determination.He said, you are obviously a person of great courage.
Thank you, sir. It's very kind of you.
What is your name, young man?
William Hartley, sir. I looked into the boy's serious but eager face and asked him, do you want any more books?
Yes, more than I can ever get, he replied.
I gave him $2. Take this money and buy yourself some more books.
Tears of joy filled his eyes. For one moment, I thought he was going to burst into tears.
Thank you very much indeed, sir, he said. I hope that one day I shall be able to repay you.
He asked for my name, and I told him. Then I left him standing by the counter, so happy that I almost envied him.